Dick's winds out of the northwest between 9 and 11. Friday night, mostly clear with low around 42. Winds will be light out of the northwest. Saturday, we're getting there. Sunny with a high near 76. Saturday night, clear with a low around 44. Sunday, sunny with a high near 77. Sunday night, mostly clear with low around 46. And then Monday, Labor Day, sunny with a high near 80. Monday night, mostly clear with low around 49. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 78. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 48. So all in all, the temperatures have come down a little bit, and I'm sure some people are excited about that. I'm sure others are not. It's still the end of August here, and so we'll just take it one day at a time or one week at a time. But a lot of sun in the forecast, and that certainly is exciting. Read this quick disclaimer here. The views expressed on the Wild Clearwater Country Show are those of the individuals speaking during the show and not necessarily those of KRFP Moscow or any other organizations. Now, today's guest is going to be Greg Moore with the group KNOW on HJR2. And we're really excited. I believe Greg is calling out of the Boise area. And so we're going to talk about Idaho constitutional amendment that's up for vote. It's going to be on the ballot this November, and it has to do with hunting, fishing, and trapping, and making that a constitutional right. So it should be an interesting interview, something that we'll be talking about more in the next coming months. But before we get a phone call from Greg, let's just take a short music break. You're listening to the Wild Clearwater Country Show. This is KRFP Moscow.
I'm going down in Louisiana, baby, behind the sun. I'm going down in Louisiana, honey, behind the sun. You know, I just find out my trouble just begun. I'm going down in New Orleans, get me a mojo hand. I'm going down in New Orleans, get me a mojo hang.
Oh, take me with you, man, when you go.
I'm gonna show all you good-looking women just how to treat your man. Let's go back to New Orleans, boys. Thank you.
and honeybee sail on. Sail on, sail on, my little honeybee, sail on. You're gonna keep on sailing till you lose your happy home. Honeybee, sail on. Sail on. Sail on, my little honeybee, sail on. I don't mind you sailing, but please don't sail so long. All right, little honeybee. I hear a lot of buzzing. Sound like my little honeybee. She been all around the world making honey, but now she is coming back home to me.
And welcome back to the Wild Clearwater Country Show. Joining us on the line here is Greg Moore with the group No on HJR2. Greg, can you hear me? Greg, are you there? Alrighty, we just have some technical difficulties here. I'm going to try and get Greg back on the line, and we have a really exciting interview. So just please, I'll play another song here, and then we'll be with you in a few seconds. You are listening to KRFP Moscow.
Well, I wish I was a catfish swimming in a deep blue sea. I would have all you good-looking women fishing after me, showing up after me, showing up after me. Oh, love, oh, love, showing up. House. And I sat down, oh, on her step. She said, come on in now, buddy, you know my husband just not left. Showing up just not left. Showing up just not left. Oh, Lord.
before I was born. I got a boy child coming, gonna be, he gonna be a rolling stone. Sure enough, he's a rolling stone. Sure enough, he's a rolling stone. Oh well, he's a, oh well, he's a, oh well, he's a.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. Hang on 1 second. Greg, are you there?
I am.
Okay. sorry for the technical difficulties there. It is. Let me give you a proper introduction here. Today we are joined by Greg Moore with the group No on HJR2, and today's interview is going to be about working on defeating a proposed amendment to the Idaho Constitution, which will be on the ballot in November, that would forever guarantee rights to trap wildlife.
Greg, can you please share with our audience what HJR2 is about? And also maybe can you go into what has been the Idaho legislature's role in this?
Yeah, and thank you very much for having me on. The proposed amendment would guarantee rights not only to trap, but to hunt and to fish forever. We're just concerned about the trapping part of that, though. Trapping's a, unlike hunting and fishing, trapping's a cruel and prolonged way to kill animals. According to Idaho law, a proposed amendment to the state constitution can get on the ballot following a two-thirds majority vote in favor by the state legislature. And the HJR part is an acronym for House Joint Resolution, coming from when the legislature made that vote.
Now, why we talked about HJR2. When is it going to be on the ballot, and how do folks go about preparing or learning about this ballot amendment between now and November?
It'll be on the ballot statewide on November 6th, and anyone who would like to get some information on it can go to our website, which is www.iatvotenow.org, or they can email us at noonhjr2@hotmail.com.
So, okay, so HJR2 is House Joint Resolution Number 2. It's an amendment that has been proposed by the Idaho legislature that would be added to the Constitution and would forever guarantee rights to not only fish and hunt, but also to trap wildlife. Now, what is this proposed amendment not about? In other words, is there any legitimate threat out there that really prevents people from hunting, fishing, and trapping in the state of Idaho?
Well, first of all, it's not about a proposal to ban trapping. If this amendment is defeated, existing rights to hunt, fish, and trap will continue as they are now under existing regulations. So anybody who's not sure how they feel about trapping would be wise to vote no. Things would simply continue as they are, but the issue would remain open to debate. There's no legitimate threat to people's rights to hunt and fish in Idaho. The idea of proposing a ban on deer hunting or elk hunting or trout fishing, that's just preposterous. Despite what the proponents of this proposed amendment claim, outside groups cannot come to Idaho and just snatch away our rights to hunt and fish. We live in a democracy. Any proposals to affect hunting and fishing in Idaho can be voted on by Idaho citizens. It's up to Idahoans to decide how to manage their wildlife. No groups like PETA or the Humane Society can come here and just take them away.
Well, since you mentioned there a couple groups, or what some people might refer to as special interest groups, do you feel that this proposed amendment to the Idaho legislature, is this an attempt by any special interest groups out there that may exist to use the state constitution to turn what I refer to as privileges, like hunting, fishing, and trapping, into rights?
Well, it certainly sets a bad precedent for the use of the Constitution. Our Constitution should be used to protect rights, basic human rights that pertain to all of us, like our rights of freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of religion. Particular recreational activities don't fall into that category.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is correct. Now, what about doing some reading here, and I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about the National Rifle Association and what they've been doing in states like Alabama to get amendments added to the state constitutions that do just this, that forever guarantee hunting, fishing, and trapping in that particular state.
Yeah, the National Rifle Association clearly sees that the tide of public opinion is against them. So they have very wisely decided to fight these battles now instead of in another generation or two. Starting in 1996 with the state of Alabama, the NRA has been going around to state legislatures around the country urging them to put proposed amendments like this on their state ballots. Since 1996, amendments such as this have been passed by 12 states. In two of those states, the amendments have specified only hunting and fishing rights, making no mention of trapping or any other euphemistic language that would refer to trapping. One of those states is Montana.
Okay, so outside of Montana, do you know the names of the states in which the NRA has been influential in getting this proposed amendment like this added to the Constitution? And are there any other states out there in the United States right now that have a similar ballot initiative for them to decide on come November?
Yes, this similar amendments will also be on the ballots this November in Nebraska and in Kentucky. And the states that have passed these are primarily in the Southeast. They're Arkansas, Alabama, Louisiana, Georgia, South Carolina, Virginia, Tennessee, a couple of states in the Midwest, Minnesota and Wisconsin, Oklahoma, and North Dakota. And eight states in the country, by the way, have done the opposite, have banned the use of lake hole traps one way or the other, including four states in the West, Colorado, Arizona, California, and Washington. And I think it's this sort of thing that has prompted the NRA to see that things might go against them in the future.
Now, for those of you that are just joining us here, you're listening to the Wild Clearwater Country Show, and today's guest is Greg Moore with the group No on HJR2. Greg, you mentioned something about leg hold traps there, and some states around the country have banned or chosen not to add trapping rights forever guaranteed under the state's constitution. I wonder if you could touch on what happens to animals that are caught in leg hold traps, and in your opinion, why do people object to such a practice?
Well, study after study has shown that animals caught in leg hold traps suffer injuries at a pretty high rate. Depending on how long they're caught, the injuries generally occur as the animals make desperate attempts to wrench themselves free. Idaho has one of the longest trap check minimum time regulations in the country. A trapper in Idaho only has to check his traps once every 72 hours, once every 3 days. So the animal is in desperate, painful situation there in winter weather, trying to get out, giving them plenty of time to break legs, that's pretty common, and cut himself and cut itself and destroy its teeth.
Now, a subject like this, certainly we were fortunate to have Anya Heister with the group Footloose Montana on the radio about 4 to 6 weeks ago. And I remember walking away from the radio station that evening, feeling a little nauseous. It's one of those topics that you get a little queasy over, or at least I do when I think of what trapping, what it does to wildlife, not only on private lands, but of course on public lands, and the associated threats or circumstances that come with that. What chose you to get involved with this campaign, Greg? Maybe you could tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I have virtually no background in running a political campaign. I got involved in this because I started asking around how I could help after I heard that the legislature had put this on the ballot, and discovered that there was nobody to help, so I ended up being that person. I contacted several TV stations recently about running ads using footage that we have of animals caught in traps, and all of them said, that's just too gruesome to put on the air. We wanted to show people what trapping's all about. I'm convinced that the main reason that trapping is such an archaic activity has continued for so long is because so few people know what really happens to animals caught in traps. It's ironic that our society is saying, this is just too gruesome a thing to watch, but we want to make doing it a constitutionally protected activity. I didn't mention that traps for beavers, muskrats, and minks are set underwater, and those traps drown those animals. A study was actually done on 20 experimental beavers and I think about 13 muskrats and several minks to determine how long it took them to drown and what they went through. And the researchers actually stood there with stopwatches and clipboards and watched those animals drown. They determined that beavers could take up to 20 minutes to drown. It's statistics like that and reading about stuff like that that motivated me to get involved in this.
Well, I'm certainly happy to see and understand why you have gotten involved in this campaign. And for those of you just tuning in, we're today's guest on the Wild Clearwater Country Show is Greg Moore. I was with the group No on HJR2, Idaho. They're located at P.O. Box 3883, Haley, Idaho 83333. www.iatvoteno.org. Now, Greg, if HJR 2 passes in November, and certainly I think you and I hope that is not the case, what does that mean for the people of Idaho and future generations?
Well, it would take from future generations their democratic rights to make major decisions on wildlife issues. That's the intent of it, to eliminate majority rule on wildlife issues. Yes, it would probably eliminate the possibility of bringing citizen initiatives, putting them on the ballot. It's never been decided for sure what the outcome of this would be, because none of these amendments have been challenged anywhere that they've been passed. But that's its intent, to make sure that nobody can mess with people's rights to hunt, fish, or trap.
And at the same time, as I understand how this process works, so let's say HJR 2 passes this November, the only way that this could be reversed in the future is if the Idaho legislature decided to put back on the ballot sometime in the future for the public to vote on, that this amendment be stripped. Is that what it would take to reverse it?
Yeah, the legislature would have to go through the same process all over again. Of course, with the makeup of our legislature being vastly majority Republican, that's something that would never happen in our lifetimes. If this passes, it would mean that trapping would be declared legal in Idaho virtually forever.
Now, how about people getting involved, volunteering, whether it's their time or their pocketbook or their voice and their energy? What has been the public response or community feedback to the group Vote No on HJR2?
Feedback from people that we've talked to has been almost entirely positive to our side. We haven't been going out into the state very much yet, but we do have volunteers ready to do so all around the state, and we welcome more people to join us. We welcome people to contact us through our email address, which you just gave out. I'll give it again. noonhjr2@hotmail.com.
You're saying that people that you have spoke, what type of outreach has your group done? Have you been able to garner any type of community support, let's say here in communities like Moscow, or communities to the north like Coeur d'Alene and Sandpoint, or what is how's the support been down in the Sun Valley or the Boise area?
So far, we've mostly been fundraising, waiting till this fall to really start campaigning. And we certainly need volunteers in the Moscow area. That's a pretty blank spot on our volunteer map. We do have people involved up in northern Idaho who are eager to get going on this. And we'll start campaigning, going door to door, probably in mid-September, and distributing literature and talking to people, telling them what trapping is all about, explaining this amendment to them. This amendment's gotten surprisingly little press. It got virtually none until it was almost on the verge of passing in the legislature. And since then, we've, I think, generated some coverage by writing letters to the editor. The Twin Falls Times News came out with an editorial opposing the amendment, a generally conservative paper. They said, we don't need this. There's no threat to people's rights to hunt, fish, or trap in Idaho. This is just political grandstanding on the part of some legislators. It's a waste of our time. It's a waste of the Constitution. People should vote no. And they came out with that editorial after a couple letters to the editor were published in the paper and after I was interviewed for a story.
Now, in my hand is an article that appeared on Tuesday, July 24th here in the Moscow Pullman Daily News. In Idaho, animal trapping in the spotlight again. As I look through the article, it says here, well, sure enough, here you are, Greg. Due to the inclusion of trapping in the amendment, if it passes, then torturing wild animals to death will have been declared legal in Idaho forever. And if it's protected in the Constitution, potential changes to trapping-related laws may have to go through the courts, not the legislature. How else, between now and November, how else does the No on HJR2 plan on getting the message out? Are you doing any other type of, is there a Facebook page? Is there a Twitter account? Are you thinking of possibly trying to raise money to fund a billboard campaign around the state? I know that can be expensive.
Yeah, it can be expensive. I didn't know that story had appeared in the Moscow paper. I'll have to look at it. Thanks for bringing it to my attention. We are a purely grassroots organization. One thing that's ironic about this is that one of the rationales put forth by the proponents of this amendment is that Idahoans' rights to hunt and fish are threatened by well-funded, well-organized outside interest groups, outside organizations, out-of-state organizations, I should say. And that's just a joke. We've gotten practically no support from any national organizations. We've had to do this all on our own. I've contacted them and gotten almost nothing from them. We're still hoping, and we've still got some feelers out. We do have a Facebook page, and it's the Facebook page is under Idahoans Against Trapping. That was a name that we originally started with before we decided that No on HJR2 was actually a more accurate description of what our mission is. But people can go to Idahoans Against Trapping on Facebook, and it's really been a pretty lively page. We've gotten some pretty entertaining conversations going back and forth with opponents to this amendment who are on our side, and some trappers who have weighed in and tried to persuade people that what they're doing is just fine. So it can actually be entertaining as well as informative. We will also be involved with a letter-writing campaign to try to get a hold of newspapers around the country, around the state, and I'll be putting some guest opinions in. We haven't decided yet exactly what our route's going to be as far as general campaign stuff in terms of yard signs or if we're going to be able to get any TV ads on or newspaper ads. We're going to have to see how much funding we have in another few weeks. We welcome donations from anyone.
Absolutely. Donations are always welcome, whether you're on a community grassroots radio station like KRFP or whether you're affiliated with a group like No on HJR2. Again, today we're being joined by Greg Moore of the group No on HJR2. They're working to defeat a proposed amendment to the Idaho Constitution, which will be on the ballot this November. It would forever guarantee the rights to trap wildlife. The group is in need of volunteers and donations. You can check them out at www.iatvotenow.org. They got a Facebook page. And so, Greg, I've recently been working with a group called Predator Defense over the past couple weeks, really over the past couple months. And in working with them, I came across a video of a three-legged husky. The dog's name was Bella. And apparently the dog got caught in a trap on the Boise National Forest. And in a very tragic way, that the dog's leg had to be amputated. So, in my opinion, it appears that we've seen an increase in trapping here in the state of Idaho, generally on our public lands. And I wouldn't call it surprising. In other states, I think that would be surprising. But are you familiar with that video or with that dog on the Boise National Forest that got caught in the trap?
I've heard its name. I haven't seen the video. I don't know any of the details about the circumstances surrounding that.
Well, I guess regardless, this seems like a waste of taxpayer time, money, And something along the lines of guaranteeing the right to fish, hunt, and trap. Like we said early in the show, I believe you touched on it. That's not what the Constitution is about. The Constitution is about basic rights and freedoms that extend to all people of all colors and all backgrounds here in the state of Idaho. And something that would take the power out of the people to make decisions in the future. That seems like a very ill-conceived amendment. And what else? What else can you tell us about HJR 2, or what are we not talking about that the public needs to know today?
Well, in regard to what you were just pointing out, there are only about 900 trappers in the entire state. They make up less than 0.1% of the state's adult population. So what's being proposed is a change to the state constitution to further the interests of that 0.1% of the population, while eliminating the democratic rights of the remaining 99.9% of the population to decide on wildlife issues in the future. And going back to what you were saying about pets being caught, pets do get caught, especially around the Boise area, where there are a lot of people walking their dogs out in the foothills around the city. And trapping's legal almost everywhere. A trap only has to be 5 feet away from the center of a trail, and they don't have to be marked for anyone who's out there with their dogs. What was I going to say?
You were talking about just the number of people that walk their pets on public lands, and it sounds like just the lack of common sense regulation when it comes to regulations when it comes to trapping here on the Idaho landscape.
Yeah, there are particular areas that the Department of Fish and Game has put temporarily off limits to trapping in order to manage the species there. But otherwise, it can be done virtually anywhere. And during the trapping season, which starts about early November, dogs running in the woods or through the sagebrush run into the danger of being caught in a trap anywhere. And when a dog is caught, I've read letters to the editor and talked to a friend of mine whose dog was caught not too far from Haley, and they describe it as just being a horrific experience for the pet, who's just screaming in pain. So we can imagine what a wild animal would be going through. They'd be experiencing just as much pain as a pet would. They just don't have the capability of expressing it to their owner like a pet does.
Now, for those of you joining us here today in the Wild Clearwater Country Show, you're listening to KRFP Moscow. We got Greg Moore with the group Know on HJR2, who are working to defeat a proposed amendment to the Idaho Constitution, which will be on the ballot this November. It would forever guarantee the right to hunt and fish, but also to trap wildlife. And so it seems like a complete just a complete waste of taxpayer time and money, and what a glaring statistic. 0.1% of the population in Idaho likes to trap. So that's their prerogative, but to incorporate that or cement or embed that in the Idaho Constitution, to me that screams of special interest meddling. And the more I hear about this, the more disturbed I am, and hopefully our listeners are too. Now, Greg, you mentioned in there the Idaho Fish and Game Department. Do you know what type of feedback, or what is the Idaho Fish and Game Department saying about this proposed amendment?
Well, they haven't come out with any public statement that I know of, but they did participate in the drafting of it when it was in the committee in the legislature. This amendment was drafted with the cooperation of the Department of Fish and Game, the National Rifle Association, and the Republican-dominated Legislative Committee. The representative who sponsored the amendment, Lee Hyder from Twin Falls, was asked to remove trapping from it and just have it apply to hunting and fishing, but he refused to do that. I've talked to several former Department of Fish and Game officers who are dead set against this. They conservation officers who have been responsible for enforcing regulations about trapping. They've seen what happens to animals in traps. They don't like it. They say there's no need for it. In modern society, we don't need fur coats. We don't need fur trim on ski parkas. What it does to animals is just not worth it. They're opposed to this amendment. But they say nobody in the current Department of Fish and Game is going to be able to come out and say anything like that under Governor Otter's administration.
Exactly. And I'm not surprised that Idaho Fish and Game has kind of been mum the word when it comes to this. Maybe they'll have some sort of statement later on. But like you said, it seems like they were involved in the crafting and tried to maybe tone it down as much as possible. But, you know, for the Fish and Game Department to come out against this, I mean, that'd be an act of treason in some people's eyes. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the impact this could have on the courts. If passage of HJR 2, if it did pass and it does take wildlife decisions out of the legislature and the initiative process and puts them in the courts, what type of impact do you think this will have on the judicial system?
I don't think anybody really knows the answer to that, because none of these amendments, as far as I know, have ever been challenged in any of the states in which they've been passed. But once this is passed, any laws that would significantly regulate hunting, fishing, or trapping would be vulnerable to challenge, and people would anyone convicted under any laws would claim, "Hey, I've got a constitutional right to do that. You can't tell me that I can't hunt in such and such a way." And judges would have to decide whether that law was a regulation or was a prohibition. And of course, that's an impossible line to draw, and it's something that would cost taxpayers money to litigate. We don't know how it would end up, and we don't need to be putting it there. We can simply leave all these issues open to decisions of voters through the initiative process or through legislators in the legislative process.
Now, we got a few more minutes left here, Greg. What do you wake up tomorrow thinking about? What does the group know on HJR2 do now? Do between now and early November when the voters go to the polls?
Well, I usually wake up thinking, how am I possibly going to get everything done I have to do today on this? Because I've got a regular job, and I've got to squeeze all of this in around my work. So I'm usually thinking, how can I try to get caught up to my backlog of stuff to get done? We'll be having, for example, this weekend, we have Wagon Day's event in Ketchum. We're going to have a couple tables out with information and literature, and we're going to be trying to raise some money. We're going to have a table in front of the Friesen Gallery in Ketchum. One of the gallery's artists that the gallery represents has generously donated a painting. We're going to be taking bids on that. We're going to be selling, or I should say, giving some long, spiky, plastic, flashy, wild-looking bracelets out that have sort of a trap motif to them, and asking for donations on those. We're going to try to think of any more creative ideas like that to raise more money. Any ideas that any of your listeners have, we'd love to hear about.
Well, there you go. Greg, I really applaud your efforts. Like you said, you have a full-time job, and you're doing this because out of pure passion and concern. And so, again, today we're speaking with Greg Moore with the group Vote No on HJR2. Please help them defeat a proposed amendment to the Idaho Constitution, which will be on the ballot in November. And this would forever guarantee the rights to not only fish and hunt, but also to trap wildlife. They're looking for volunteers and donations of any kind. Greg, why don't you plug your contact information one more time so that hopefully some of our listeners can get a hold of you.
Well, thanks, Brett. Yeah, they can reach us by email at noonhjr2@hotmail.com, by phone at 208-720-7728, or they can go to our website for more information at www.iatvoteno.org.
Well, Greg, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to be a guest here on the Wild Clearwater Country Show. Maybe we can squeeze you on and schedule you again to be a guest between now and November. And keep up the great work. This is a very, very important issue, and I hope that it gets more media coverage than it certainly has up until this point.
I'm sure that it will. I think it's been pretty lying low up to this point. Media are waiting till the campaign season gets rolling. I think in another couple of weeks we're going to be seeing more coverage of this throughout the state.
All right. Well, Greg, have yourself a great night, and thank you again for being a guest here on the Wild Clearwater Country Show.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been great talking to you.
All right, there we go. Greg Moore, who's affiliated with the group Vote No on HJR2. And I don't think too many people are aware of this. I don't know how many people have this amendment on their radar, and understandably so. It's summer, and so people are out and about. And as we know here in America, when it's an election year, post-Labor Day is when things really start ratcheting up. And so this amendment here, HJR2, I think will start to garner a lot more of individuals' attention. And so again, vote no on HJR2. Help the group defeat a proposed amendment to the Idaho Constitution, which will be on the ballot this November. It would forever guarantee the rights to hunt and fish, which really is, that just seems unnecessary. Hunting and fishing will always be a part of the Idaho's heritage. Hunting and fishing will be. But forever guaranteeing the rights to trap wildlife, whether or not the people of Idaho want to one day make a decision on continuing to allow people to trap wildlife on public lands, or whether people one day vote to oppose it, the fact of the matter is that this amendment to the Constitution will strip you, the citizen of this state, to make that choice. That majority vote will not mean anything as long as this amendment is on the books. So not only is this a threat from a safety perspective, but it seems to me this is more about the erosion of our democracy and the ability of the public to participate and the majority of the public to be listened to. And so this is very concerning. Again, vote no on HJR2. Check out the group at www.iatvoteno.org. Pick up your phone. They're looking for volunteers and donations. 208-720-7728. Let's take a short music break. And when we get back, we'll talk about the ever-important pro-wolf rally tomorrow in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. You're listening to KRFP Moscow.
Say you love me, darling. Please call me on the phone sometime. You say you love me, darling. call me on the phone sometime. When I hear your voice, ease my worried mind. One of these days, I'm gonna show you how nice a man can be. One of these days, I'm gonna show you just how nice a man can be. I'm gonna buy you a brand new Cadillac if you only speak some good words about me. Hear my phone ringing, sound like a long distance call. Hear my phone keep ringing, sound like a long distance call. I picked up my receiver, the party said another mule kicking in your stall.
And welcome back to the Wild Clearwater Country Show. You're listening to KRFP Moscow. And always like to plug the radio station. Certainly the Wild Clearwater Country Show is very grateful to be a part of the KRFP Moscow community. Check out the community radio station's website at www.krfp.org. Again, www.krfp.org. And learn how you can become involved in your grassroots, bottom-up community radio station. Now, I guess we might as well extend another thanks out to Greg Moore, who's with the group Vote No on HJR2, who's working to defeat a proposed amendment to the Idaho Constitution, which will be on the ballot this November, that would forever guarantee the rights to not only hunt and fish, but also to trap wildlife. And Greg mentioned an eye-popping statistic. If 0.1% of Idahoans, less than 1,000 people, still trap, why is the Idaho legislature working, or why has the Idaho legislature put on a proposed amendment if that's the case? They certainly does not appear that the Idaho legislature is working to serve the best interests of the Idaho taxpayer and citizen. This thing just stinks to high heaven. We applaud the group HJR2. Check them out at www.iatvotenow.org. Now, today we're just full of all sorts of uplifting news about wildlife management here in the state of Idaho. Tomorrow, Thursday, August 30th, starts the first day of hunting wolves on public lands here in the state. And there's a very, very important wolf rally. The theme is Wolves Belong, Stop the Slaughter, Rally and Gathering, tomorrow, August 30th, from 3:30 to 7:30 p.m. in Fort Sherman, inside the Coeur d'Alene City Park. Join us and speak out against the hunting and trapping of wolves. Live music, guest speakers, refreshments and snacks, a trap release workshop for pet owners, and it's a free event with a carpool available. This Wolves Belong, Stop the Slaughter rally and gathering is sponsored by Friends of the Clearwater, the Northern Idaho Wolf Alliance, Predator Defense, Kootenai Environmental Alliance, Footloose Montana, and Center for Biological Diversity. For questions, of course, call 208-882-9755. And then as a bonus, on Friday, August 31st, Wolf People is sponsoring a special full moon tour with live music and wolf howling in nearby Kokololo, Idaho. For that event, call 208-263-1100 for more information. Now, so the reason why I said tomorrow is the first day for the wolf hunting season on public lands in Idaho, the key word in that is public or public lands. As I think many people didn't realize is that the Idaho legislature, what do you know? We have a common theme here. The Idaho legislature officially decided sometime this spring or summer that we were going to have a 12-month hunting and or trapping season for wolves here in Idaho. And how that has taken place is the 2011-2012 wolf hunt season closed on June 30th. I believe in all units or most units, and then the following day you could actually, I believe, hunt or trap wolves on private land in certain sections of the Panhandle region. So what it comes down to a 12-month bloodbath for wolves, and talk about just an a wildlife atrocity. So again, tomorrow, Wolves Belong, Stop the Slaughter rally and gathering from 3:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Fort Sherman in Coeur d'Alene City Park. Call 208-882-9755 for questions and carpool details. What a sad state of affairs here for wildlife management in the state of Idaho. Certainly the Idaho legislature and the Idaho Fish and Game are completely incapable of being able to sustainably and scientifically manage wildlife populations here in the state of Idaho for the benefit of all, and that's including the wildlife themselves. So big rally tomorrow. And then on a little bit more of an uplifting note, one more summer hike, Saturday, September 8th, up a Frisch Creek along the tributary of the Locksaw River, a 6 to 8 miles round-trip hike, interpretation provided, bring food, water, snacks, it's family dog-friendly. This is co-sponsored by Palouse Group Sierra Club and Friends of the Clearwater. Call 208-882-9755 for carpool details and questions. So taking a look at the weather here real quick tonight. Clear with low around 46. Thursday, sunny with a high near 80. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 47. Friday, sunny with a high near 76. Friday night, mostly clear with low around 42. Saturday, sunny with a high near 76. Saturday night, clear with low around 44. Sunday, sunny with a high near 77. Sunday night, mostly clear with low around 46. And Labor Day, sunny with a high near 80. Thanks so much for listening to the Wild Clearwater Country Show. This is KRFP Moscow.
KRFP thanks its donors and underwriters, including
Mikey's Gyros, specializing in Greek and Middle Eastern cuisine such as gyros, falafel, hummus, tabbouleh, and spanakopita, located at 527 South Main Street in Moscow.
You are listening to KRFP Moscow.
KRFP Moscow is the best in the USA.
Yeah. KRFP, avant bon chemin, yo. La journée qu'on a nuit, la m'a prêté. Pape Cham la gay, yo. KRFP, parce que m'éduquer, avant, moi toujours tant de bon musique, man. Les besoins, tant de musique, moi, c'est on branché. Les besoins, prends nouvelles pour me compter tout ça qui a passé dans le monde entier. C'est on même, moi, branché. Big up, KRFP, hey, yeah. Rentrez la caille, moi. Tout côté, mieux, rentrez, yeah. KRFP, allez, c'est ok, yeah.
Thank you. And attuned to KRFP in Moscow. The weather outside is calling for clear weather through next week, and low 46 tonight, high of 50. We're going to join Pacifica Network News for live coverage of the Republican National Convention in just a moment, and then we'll have KRFP Evening Report at 5:30.